Again, Kuriya Olga. And Skanda, Alexander, Catherine and Nicholas, and all members of the Addy and Narabeki families, and all who mourn the passing of Father Alexander. On behalf of our Father in God, the most blessed, John the 10th, Patriarch of the great city of God, Antioch, and all the East, and my brothers of our Archdiocesan Synod, most especially your own Diocesan Bishop, His Grace, the Right Reverend Anthony of Toledo in the Midwest, and all the clergy, not only of this diocese and not only of our archdiocese, but of this country, and the clergy wives and the clergy families. And on behalf of myself, I convey to you sentiments of most sincere sympathy. We mourn with you the loss of a husband, a father, a brother, a father-in-law, uncles, godfather, a priest, friend, and for us, a most worthy brother and concelebrant. This morning we have two priests who have some thoughts to share with you. The first is the Proistamino of this parish of St. Michael the Archangel, the very Reverend Alexis Huri. Father Alexis.
I had someone tell me one time, a non-Orthodox person, that, boy, you Orthodox make a big deal about Easter. And that's very true. For us, for our understanding of Christianity, the message of our faith is the empty tomb. This is the message of Christianity. I came to this parish almost 4 years ago. Father Alexander had been here for 30 years. And sometimes there can be a little bit of an awkwardness in transitions. And Father Alexander, because of his love for this community and his love for the people, and he wanted a wonderful transition. He wanted the faith of Christ, the message of the empty tomb, not to be muddled up with concerns about transitioning and things like that. He was so gracious to me. He was so kind to me and to the community. And he had me stand next to him on his last Sunday, and he said, "This is your new pastor." And the transition in my own pastorate here, it's the blessings that have come from it have been also through Father's prayers and this kindness. Part of the awkwardness also involves decisions one makes and the things one does in a parish over all these years. All of a sudden, you don't have that same type of freedom anymore when you're not the pastor. And Father Alexander came up to me sometime after I was here, and he was at St. Tikhon's, and he said to me, "My daughter Catherine is getting married. Is it okay if we have the wedding at St. Michael's?" And I said, "Of course, Father. Of course, this is where the wedding should be, at St. Michael's. Don't even think of anything else." A few months later, after Some time had passed. He came up to me again. And he said, "Father Alexis, would it be okay if I had my funeral here at St. Michael's?" And I said, "Yes, Father, of course. This is your home. This is where you should be. This is where your family should be." If the reality of the Christian faith is the empty tomb, the reality of our human condition is that we fill tombs. Father Alexander taught us to live as Christians, but he also taught us how to die as Christians. His time here, when he returned to Louisville, was not simply a time where he got sick and he was dying, but it was a time he was teaching. He continued teaching. He was teaching me. He was teaching the parishioners here at St. Michael's. He was teaching about the empty tomb. He was teaching about our hope in the resurrection. He was teaching about the futility of much of our worldly cares, about the love of family and friends, of the importance of kindness, and perhaps most especially at that time, he was teaching us about the peace that one can receive when they are in a friendship with God. I pray that we can continue to be good students. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Memory eternal. Christ is in our midst.